Well, we're talking with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, and we already talked about the spearing and spearing decoys and what's been the most popular there. Let's talk a little bit about the walleye, because I'm still getting very consistent walleye reports from your area.
Absolutely, yeah. They're just going out there, and they're having fun catching some fish right now. The walleyes are producing well, and so are the perch and the pike. So.
Well, we'll go through all three of those real quick here. Let's just stick to the walleye. How many feet of water, what type of structure are we looking for there?
You know, I got a few guys fishing 3 to 7 foot range, and then I got some fishing 12 to 16 foot range. Just seems to be good fishing right now if they get out there.
Big lake, south lake, any lake better than another?
You know, I think they're both producing equally right now.
Nice.
They're just out there fishing both lakes and having some fun with it.
Most people using tip-ups with live bait, or are they getting any on, like, you know, jigging minnows at all?
They're actually doing both. Of course, we've got our blue shiners and golden shiners, and we've got some awesome-looking walleye suckers here right now that the guys are just hammering right on.
The jigs, any colors to the jigs that you can mention, or what type of jigs?
Right now, I'd say chartreuse and the yellow chartreuse and the green chartreuse is hot, along with the pink. Got a couple guys trying out some purple today that seems to be working for them, so.
All right, you mentioned the perch. Perch is already biting on which lake?
Big lake. They've been getting more of them out of right now.
All right, and any big ones, or you got to weed through a lot of small ones to get some keepers? What's the story there?
Well, you're going to weed through them to get the, you know, 10 to 12, but they're getting 7 and 8 consistently.
Nice. All right, so they're catching meals, and what's working best for them?
Right now, they're jigging with them with the Demon's jigs and the Rat Finkies seem to be working.
What live bait?
Minnows. Minnows and wigglers, actually.
I was going to say,
we have both.
I heard wigglers have been working really well on some of the inland lakes, so I wondered if it was working in your neck of the woods as well. So good to hear. Well, let's talk about the pike. You know, we already went through the spearing gamut. Let's talk a little bit about the hook and liners. What are they using mostly on there, just sucker minnows?
Yeah, the big pike suckers.
Tip-ups, anything working more than another?
I think they're doing better on tip-ups for the pike than what they are the jigging.
Well, anything happening between now and the Frostbite Pike Tournament you got coming up?
Not really. They're just waiting for that to get going. We need everybody to start signing up for it. It's Saturday, January 28th. Fishing starts at 8 until 6 p.m. $20 to enter. You can sign up right here at the shop. If you got any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 906-586-6040. $500 first place.
Perfect. Awesome. What do you always say?
Let's get fishing.
And you know, I really wish I was coming to Curtis so I could live my motto of it never hurt us to go to Curtis. But I'll have to be another weekend. Mick, thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
Mick and Mick's Bait Shop giving us the fishing report from the Curtis area right here on the Outdoor Show.